Hi, this is Elizabeth Smith McCrossin. I'd like to wish everyone a Happy New Year. We have a brand new year in front of us, 2022. Today, I'd like to give a year in review of the last year. It's been quite a year for us here in Cumberland North, located in northern Nova Scotia. We've had some wonderful developments, some welcome changes, but we've also shared in a fair amount of tragedy, challenges, and frustration. The year 2021 got off to a disturbing start when a gunman from New Brunswick traveled here to Amherst to hide from authorities after the unspeakable tragedy the year before that stretched from Cumberland to Enfield. This was something Nova Scotians had every right to be frustrated with when no emergency alert was issued to warn us. Well, that began my efforts to have the provincial alert system not just be contained to Nova Scotia, but I've argued that it should be based on distance or radius, and that as a maritime region, we should be working on this together. After that, we continued on with many struggles we have been facing as a result of COVID-19 virus. It seemed every time we thought things were improving, a new obstacle arose. We live in a border community, and we have all seen how difficult things can get, especially during a global pandemic. We are a strong people, but when we see the number of cases growing, it only gives us fear about the health and safety of our families and our friends. But we also know the real life impacts the border restrictions can have on our economy, our paychecks, our resources, and our well-being. So many people living in Cumberland County rely on accessible travel back and forth to New Brunswick for reasons that range from medical appointments to employment reasons. The protocols are in place to protect ourselves and one another, but at many points throughout the last year and the previous year, the other frustrations started to make the people of Cumberland wonder why our two provinces could not work together and have collaboration on public health protocols. After all, we are dealing with the same virus. I was hearing from countless constituents who told me about their medical appointments being canceled without being rescheduled to take place right here in our own province. What became very obvious to both me and you, the people of Cumberland, was that the provincial government was simply not aware of how essential travel across the Chignecto Isthmus to New Brunswick is for individuals and for businesses. After what felt like countless months of this, and increasingly similar stories from people living here, frustrations reached a high. Conflicting decisions by provincial governments, with nothing dividing or differentiating them, but a line of flags across an isthmus. When the border closed, months passed, and everyone did their best to adjust. Eventually, it grew to be too much. Many of my constituents reached out to me daily, sometimes literally hundreds in a day. I followed the protocol along with my staff, set out by government, each day the best that we could. But I never received a response or any indication that things were going to improve. My constituents made plans to make a statement by blocking Exit 7, which is 48 kilometers from the provincial border. They did so in an effort to demonstrate their frustrations peacefully, while not inhibiting any access to hospitals or EHS availability. Though I was not involved in the planning, I did take a stand with my people. As a representative of the residents here, I felt the need to show that I would speak up and stand for them, and also ensure that things were being done safely and respectfully as per the Charter of Rights. The public protest I attended on June 22nd was a legal, peaceful protest as per the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms of this great country of Canada. Well, soon thereafter, I became an independent MLA, and so much has been said about the circumstances and truths around my removal from the PC caucus. And I do believe people here deserve to know that what is more important is that you have an MLA that will represent you and fight for your needs and for our community as a whole. I think party politics can be a great thing, and that is why the founders of this beautiful country designed our democracy that way after Confederation. Parties, political parties, can have bring people a sense of camaraderie and loyalty. But it isn't always that way behind the curtain. I greatly respect the office of the Premier, and I see Premier Houston's role as an honorable and a difficult one, and I wish he and the entire caucus well. Party decisions are made for political reasons. And as an independent, I have more room to focus on projects and issues that are specific to the people of Cumberland North. Issues that aren't getting a lot of attention around the province as well, I can make a priority. While I respect and honor political parties, a caucus requires focused priorities, and the highest of which is winning the next election, rather than the priorities of the people. Not every party can stand for every single issue, but as an independent, I can at least stand for every issue that my constituents of Cumberland North need the most. The people of Cumberland North elected me to a second term as MLA in August. I believe voters deserve a voice in government. That is democracy. And my hope is that the work that I do for you, the people of Cumberland North here, will shine as an example, a true example of democratic leadership. In the fall, I had my first session as an independent MLA with a new government. During the fall sitting of the legislature, I wanted my first session as an independent with legislation and notices of motion that matter to you, the people of Cumberland North. While all the legislation I introduced was very important and close to my heart, some of the larger pieces I introduced were bills surrounding enhanced reporting tools for the Adult Protection Program, the protection and need for immediate action around the Chignecto Isthmus, the creation of Nova Scotia recovery bonds to boost our economy, recreating the provincial prenatal care programs with enhanced focus on education and prevention of common problems postnatally, psychiatric care for our Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center, as well as added measures to keep patients safe if they experience sexual assault by a physician. I used my opportunities in question period to highlight the ongoing nursing shortage in Cumberland, the unnecessary obstacles that licensed practical nurses trying to work here in Nova Scotia are facing, and the availability of more Crown prosecutors with special training in sexual assault cases. A shining moment was when the government actually voted in favor of one of my motions around keeping commitments previously made to our veterans and first responders. The Premier committed to a meeting with these incredible stakeholders, and while it has not happened yet, we are optimistic for the new year. Three different cabinet ministers committed to visiting us here in Cumberland North to discuss the issues, the pressing issues around mental health and addictions, as well as rebuilding our Chignecto Isthmus, the dikes. Similar to the Premier, my office has not yet received the necessary commitment they had put on the record in the fall sitting, but I'm equally optimistic they will be true to their word and come. Outside the legislature, my favorite thing about this job is being able to meet with constituents and join you in tackling the challenges that you face on a daily basis. Sometimes simply knowing where to look to solve a problem can be overwhelming for many people, and other times there are just more serious things going on behind the scenes. Getting to the root of why someone is struggling can be difficult, but it's also very rewarding when I can actually do something about it. For this reason, I was so happy that a small group of municipal representatives, nonprofit, and for-profit groups were able to create a much larger group, a homegrown housing task force. Given the fact that the province's legislation in the fall and program rollout focused mainly on urban areas, we felt there was a need, no time like the present, to come together and work on something that is centered around the struggles here in Cumberland for housing. Many issues are the same, but not all. So bringing together local experts, developers, municipal leaders, it feels like the best way we can get the ball rolling so we can be well prepared for government funding or still have a way forward if that doesn't come for years. Just before Christmas, I traveled to Ottawa for a conference of Equal Voice. While in Ottawa, I was able to make some time in small windows to meet with our Cumberland Colchester shared federal representatives, Dr. Stephen Ellis. He and I have held meetings with various shadow ministers in his caucus and were able to advocate priority status to be given to the Chignecto Isthmus, the Amherst Armory, as well as a longtime promised medical center for veterans and first responders. On such short notice, I was able to hear back from representatives of the other parties, but since Parliament was in session, meetings are delayed until the new year. As we are all now aware, Cumberland received an early Christmas present when we saw the removal of the tolls on the Cobequid Pass for at least those that live here in Nova Scotia, as well as all commercial traffic. Many representatives before my time fought for this as well. And when I added my name to that list and saw the announcement a few weeks ago, I was so very proud of everyone who has lent their voice to this cause. All in all, what I have felt this year that has been full of challenges is gratitude. I am grateful, very, very grateful for my family and my friends, for those who stuck with me, as well as those from across the province and other regions of the country who reached out and gave me support. I will continue to work for the needs of all people. Goals for 2022, maritime collaboration and improving health outcomes for our people are my two top priorities for the coming year. It has been increasingly evident the importance of our economies, healthcare, and families, that we can be stronger as a maritime region rather than standing alone in isolation. Healthcare needs dominate the agenda most days, and as your MLA, I will seek opportunities to work collaboratively with others to seek ideas and come up with solutions. As individual and societal needs evolve, one thing never changes. We need a healthcare system that focuses on each human face and meets our most human needs. We have numerous other goals. Some are partially attained, and others still have a ways to go. Regardless, I will work tirelessly for you and for what is best for the people of Cumberland North, Cumberland County, Nova Scotia, and our maritime region, for we are all connected. Some accomplishments of 2021 and projects that I will continue to push forward in the year ahead. I have a long list, so I'm just going to read through a few of them here this morning, just to give you a bit of an idea of where my focuses will be placed. The Pugwash Hospital construction began finally last year and will continue to push that. The Wallace Museum received funding last year, and a lot of work was done in the community by volunteers. Mr. Greg Nix and his team did incredible work on trails in Cumberland North, and I'm going to continue to try to find more funding for them, as well as for the Tidnish Pedestrian Bridge in Tidnish. In the Works, a social enterprise, is a group, a community group, and I've supported their work to help find funding for youth recovering from addictions and mental illness, and will continue that. I will continue to support efforts by the Atlantic Physicians Services Provider Society, which is also a group of volunteers here in our community that are working to create turnkey office space for new physicians and nurse practitioners to help with recruitment. I will continue to work with the Cumberland Forestry Advisory Committee and work to ensure we have a strong, sustainable forestry industry for years to come. I will continue to work on housing. We have a need to increase supply, and I will continue to work with stakeholders in Cumberland. I will continue to work for more psychiatrists to increase mental health crisis team to a 24/7 service. I will work for mental health inpatient beds right here in Cumberland County, an expansion of detox services, working on preventing illegal drug use, and work to ensure that rehab services are available for those when they're ready. I will work with Tori Rushton, our MLA for Cumberland South here in Cumberland County, on healthcare needs, especially for all four of our hospitals here in Cumberland County, to ensure emergency rooms are kept open, to ensure that all of our medical beds, whether it's maternity, ICU, surgical, or medical, that they're all kept open and proper staffing is ensured. Family doctors, nurse practitioners continue to need to be recruited, especially in the community of Pugwash, but also throughout all of Cumberland County, to improve access to basic primary health care for prevention of disease and management of acute and chronic illness. We have a need for more paramedics, and also the province needs to look at a change in management of emergency health services and a need to remove offloading delays in emergency rooms. The Shinnimacast Fire Department continues to be rebuilt after the fire the year before. And of course, this is a municipal responsibility, but I'll work very closely with my municipal partners, especially on that project. It's Mr. Rod Gilroy. I will also work with other partners in politics, like our Member of Parliament, Dr. Stephen Ellis, other MLAs, as well as my other municipal colleagues. We have Kathy Redmond from the Wallace and Malagash area, Jennifer Hotaling from the Pugwash area. I already mentioned Mr. Rod Gilroy, and as well Mr. Fred Gould from the outside of the Amherst area. I will work on the Chignecto Isthmus, maintenance and protection of it for future years, expansion and renovation of our Cumberland County Regional Healthcare Center Emergency Department. I will work and promote the idea of building a Nova Scotia Community College campus in downtown Amherst to include innovation and improved access to learning, as well as provide student housing. I will work to promote the idea of having a university satellite campus right here in Cumberland County, especially for registered nurses and medical doctors. I will work towards a cancer center here at Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center, to ensure that chemotherapy is administered right here in Cumberland, and that we can have virtual specialist appointment to prevent people from having to travel long distances to see their specialists, as well as make sure that we have plenty of prevention and early screening clinics, both to prevent cancer as well as to ensure there's early detection, which will lead to better outcomes. I will work and advocate for better internet and cell phone service here in Cumberland North, as well as look to build a sidewalk or a bridge to our hospital in the county, which is Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center. When that hospital was built, when the decision was to place the hospital in Napan, a commitment was made at that time to ensure that it was accessible, and that has never happened, and we need to make that happen. Also, if we did build a bridge, it could also be used for off-highway vehicles so that there was connectivity, trail connectivity, between Cumberland North and Cumberland South. I'll also work with others on the expansion of our industrial park just outside of Amherst, as well as the municipal goals for supporting a wellness recreational center complex for here in Cumberland County. So as you can see, there's lots of projects, lots of work to be done in 2022 and in the years ahead. And I am committed to doing that work on your behalf as your MLA for Cumberland North. I am confident that there are better days ahead for you, for all of us. I also know from my past experience that the people of Cumberland North and Cumberland County are strong, strong in character, strong in resiliency. So as I close my message, my review of 2021, I wish you all an incredible year ahead. I hope that everyone listening is setting your own goals, your own priorities for what you will want to work on, both personally and professionally, in the year ahead, and that we all strive to achieve our best in this world. Certainly, I encourage everyone to reach out to me, reach out to my office, if I can be of any service. My staff and I are here to serve you, the people of Cumberland North. Our phone number at the office is 902-661-2288. My email address is elizabeth.smith-macrossan@novascotia.ca. And my office is located at 5 Rashford Street, which is the Old Town Hall, right beside the library. Take care and Happy New Year.